It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday in a case from Mississippi that's a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. It appears the justices, now with at least five of the nine hardcore right-wingers, will uphold the 2018 Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That's contrary to precedent set in 1973 in the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, which has guaranteed women the right to terminate pregnancies up until the point of fetal viability at about 24 weeks. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested a middle ground position that would uphold the Mississippi law, but stop short of entirely ending the right to abortion across the nation. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that if Roe were overturned, states could still choose whether to keep the procedure legal and accessible. Such a suggestion, which could seriously hamper access to safe abortions for millions of people, is one of the reasons abortion rights allies are so concerned with this hearing. Justice Sonia Sotomayor called out the partisan nature of the court and the effects that could reverberate for a very long time.
Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts? If people actually believe that it's all political, how will we survive? How will the court survive?
Sad news out of Michigan today, where a fourth student shot in the Oxford High School shooting outside of Detroit. The sheriff there said that the 15-year-old accused of opening fire, quote, came out with the intent to kill, shooting people at close range in the head or chest. The suspect pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to charges of terrorism causing death, four counts of first-degree murder, and seven counts of assault with intent to murder. Prosecutors say the suspect planned the shooting and that his parents, who had just purchased the gun he allegedly used on Friday, also could face charges. On to those deadlines looming over D.C. Well, breaking news early Thursday morning, as House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro announced that they have reached an agreement on a spending deal to fund the government through mid-February, thereby avoiding a shutdown tomorrow night at midnight. On to the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned that the federal government could run out of the ability to borrow more money by December 15th. Schumer and McConnell have been relatively quiet about it. Hopefully that means they're working on a solution. Regarding the Build Back Better bill, it's now been more than 2 weeks since the House passed the $1.7 trillion package, and so far, not much has happened in the Senate. Part of the delay was the Thanksgiving recess, but the parliamentarian hasn't even ruled officially on all the provisions in the House bill yet, so no one knows what's in or out. And of course, there's Senator Joe Manchin, who is insisting that he will not back a paid leave provision backed by progressives. And Democrats are still fighting among themselves over a state and local tax deduction. Chuck Schumer has declared repeatedly that he wants Build Back Better passed through the Senate by Christmas. Yeah, good luck with that one. And then there's the National Defense Authorization Act, which was expected to move on Wednesday, but was instead blocked by one Marco Rubio. Yeah, he's pushing for an amendment dealing with Uyghur Muslim forced labor camps. Chuck Schumer says that would violate the rule against the Senate originating any revenue measures and would in fact take down the entire bill if adopted. In election news, Democrat Stacey Abrams finally announced she's in to run for governor of Georgia, once again setting up another challenge against current Governor Brian Kemp. Abrams ran against Kemp in 18 and lost by 1.4 percentage points. Now on to COVID. California officials on Wednesday confirmed the first case in the U.S. of the Omicron variant, which the World Health Organization has identified as a variant of concern. The infected person was an individual traveler who returned from South Africa on November 22nd, was fully vaccinated, and the CDC says had mild symptoms that are improving. The person is self-quarantining and has been since testing positive. At the White House, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged Americans to, quote, get boosted now, and he added that we may not need a variant-specific boost. And finally,
take me out to the ball game. Take me
1995. That was the last time Major League Baseball operations were disrupted by a work stoppage, 26 years ago. Well, the collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Union expired Wednesday night at midnight without a resolution. So, baseball's 30 controlling owners voted unanimously Wednesday night to lock out the players. In fact, Wednesday's meeting lasted less than 10 minutes. The union demanded change following anger over such issues as declining average salary and veterans thrown out in favor of lower paid young players. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now on Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.